The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you might have seen this story in the front page of the Irish Independent is where I read it. Certainly today, Una Buckley, the Secretary General at the Department of Environment, Climate and Energy, suggesting data centres had used up all spare electricity capacity last year and it was necessary in the future to prioritise demands. The comments coming just days after Taoiseach Micheál Martin once again talked up the importance of data centres and their role in the AI revolution and criticised those who in turn have been critical of the government's expansion policies.
We need perspective on these issues because people increasingly want the services that the digital world provides. We've got to work out how we provide the energy to match that. We've just got to stand back from all the noise and the name-calling and the labelling and all of that and just get sensible about the debate and how we work our way through it. And that involves, and we are as a government with the regulator and so on.
So that was the Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking in the last few days. Connor Skeehan is the Sunday Independent columnist and with me now. Connor, do you agree? Are they becoming problematic in terms of the burden they place on the national grid?
I think it's kind of odd to pick them out in particular. I suppose they're an easy target. They're kind of symptoms of a deeper failure of planning of the grid in terms of supply and also an increasing trend of sort of the government imagining that we've a command and control economy where they can decide who does what business where. Short story. I used to think that data centres were an important part of our future as a as an internationally connected economy. And I've done a lot of work on it over the years. Mm-hmm. But I've changed my mind over the years. And I now see them as being something that is probably not the best use of scarce electricity, and it will remain scarce for all kinds of reasons on a very peripheral location like Ireland.
And why is that? Because of the scarcity? Is that what caused you maybe to change your assessment?
Yeah, the scarcity, which has arisen because of what can only be called either very poor planning or maybe even incompetency in terms of planning our grid, in terms of distribution and supply, yeah.
Okay, so were it not for that scarcity, you have no ideological issue with data centres per se. It's just simply that we have a finite resource. It looks like we don't have enough to go around and there's better use of it. But, and that better use is housing?
Well, I'd be an old-fashioned capitalist, so I'd like it to be used for...
Better use is what the market determines.
No, not at all. But I'd measure it in terms of its capacity to keep people in jobs and for them to have income to pay taxes, to pay for houses and to pay for all that kind of stuff. So I tend to look at things very black and white like that.
Lynn Boylan is with us as well, Sinn Féin MEP. Lynn, what is the consequence or the upshot of this for policymakers? What should they do?
Well, I listened carefully to what the Taoiseach said. One, he's very insulting to academics and energy experts and a senior official now in DEC who are all signalling something needs to change, and to call it, you know, immature or not sensible is very insulting to people who are experts in their field, first and foremost. But also for him to say we need to work out a strategy of how to provide the energy. In fairness to Fianna Fáil, they weren't in government when it was a strategic decision to invite these data centres into Ireland as anchor industries. That was a decision that was taken about a decade ago. That's fine, but then you put in place a strategic plan as to how you're going to provide the energy for them, because they're not being singled out or scapegoated. The difference is a pharmaceutical plant that would employ about 2,000 people uses about 10 megawatts of power. A data centre uses 10 times that much, has less employees. We're a complete outlier when it comes to Europe, so I don't think that's part of the conversation as well from the government. The average EU energy demand is about 2% of data centres. In Ireland, it's 21%. It's going to hit 30%. Mm. So from a policy perspective, is that awful phrase, we are where we are now, but we shouldn't be here, because this government has once again failed to invest in the infrastructure, failed to have a strategic plan about delivering housing, about delivering the energy grid that we need, about delivering the water infrastructure. But I do think we're in a situation now where we need to look at what the Dutch have done, because they're the second to Ireland in terms of they had an issue with energy, a crunch, and they introduced a moratorium and they said, we can't provide more data centres until we bring our energy infrastructure up to speed. Singapore did something similar. So it's not about saying no to data centres. Absolutely not. Data centres are part of how we live our lives today, but they're not all equal. So I do think if it comes down to a situation where you have a very senior official saying it is going to be a choice between housing and data centres, I think if you went out on the street today and asked people which they would prefer, they would be definitely saying, we need housing. We need housing for Connor's capitalist society as well. The workers need somewhere to live, regardless of whether they're in a capitalist society or a socialist society. They need somewhere to live.
Connor, when we talk about all the shortcomings in the housing market around, you know, viability and zoned land and planning and finance and international capital and labour shortages and everything else, I mean, let's set them aside for a moment. We talk about them a lot on the show. How concerned are you about these infrastructural deficits, about the energy grid and about Irish water?
Do you not read my columns? I am massively concerned.
I believe we're living in a period.
Well,
hard to believe.
Yeah, I think that we're starting to reap the fruits of extraordinary poor planning and poor forward thinkingness in those issues. I mean, I was commenting last week that people were talking about having a semiconductor strategy for the country and how it was all going to be about PhDs inventing smaller and smaller fiddly things. And I sat in the room as they launched it and nobody mentioned that we don't have the power or the water to supply these things. I mean, these things use as much water every day as a semiconductor manufacturing plant as a town. Nobody was talking about it. We have our policies so skewed, it isn't funny. Una Buckley's not wrong. I've known her for years. She's a very smart cookie and she is finally speaking out and speaking truth. And I'm sitting here like a nodding donkey. I can't disagree with anything Lynn's saying across the table there about these issues. I would probably, as again, I keep saying, caution about making it a very simple binary between housing or. That doesn't really help the debate.
Yeah.
But I do think that we are in the either or mode at the moment. We've made smart
choices. But I suppose that's what the Dutch did. They allowed the decision to be taken by the regulator as to maybe this data center can go here because there isn't a crunch. But like we see with Castle Baggett, where everybody who pays their bills, households, small, medium businesses, paid for that grid capacity and it's already been soaked up by a data center. So now there's a crunch for houses. So the regulator should be allowed to say that data center can't go ahead there because we need that grid capacity for housing.
I think we need to have the data center debate in an even bigger context. Now, I'm very conscious of the fact that I'm sitting opposite an MEP who, of all people, has the biggest of all contexts. But there's a bigger context again. The Gulf states have decided to focus on the provision of very large-scale data centres, and it's fair to say they have close to bottomless supplies of the cheapest
energy. Do they have the right climate for it? I thought they were being put here because it's of our temperate climate. It was easier to cool them.
It's tax breaks.
If you've got endless...
If you've got endless...
They say that in their own publications. The data centre will say, if you read their publications, they will say, Ireland is a great place to do business.
They have a lovely climate. The climate is tax.
The climate
breaks.
Is great, but we give good write-downs.
It's all ultimately about the cost of energy. Yeah. Ireland has, you know, the most expensive electricity in all of the EU. The only place more expensive is Britain, because they're not in the EU. But so that's just a complete killer.
Lynn, were you encouraged at all by government party TDs and cabinet ministers talking about using the Apple tax money primarily to invest in infrastructure like this, infrastructure that we can't see?
Oh, we do need investment in infrastructure. And that's something that, you know, no matter what happens down the road in terms of the economy or geopolitical situations, they're the investments that should have been made. I would have argued should have been made when we had the crash the first time around. Invest in housing, invest in public infrastructure, water, sanitation, all of those things absolutely should be invested in. But when it comes to the cost of electricity, let's not forget that there's also cost in providing that infrastructure. And small and medium businesses and households subsidised large energy users for 13 years up until recently by a figure of €650 million. And the CRU said when the Ukraine war happened and we had such high spikes in electricity costs, they said we actually can't stand over this anymore and that subsidy has to go. So I think that we have to look at this, that there's also a cost to every single household for these data centres coming on and using up that grid capacity, because the FOI I got only last week has shown that we're now need to go to invest in substations that we've already invested in, now need to double their capacity.
Connor?
Subsidies. energy is subsidised out the wazoo, and renewable energy is subsidised up the wazoo times two. That's the real place to go and look at it.
Yeah.
That almost all of our renewable energy sector is completely unsustainable if you remove these massive subsidies.
Not if you decouple it from the price of gas, which actually needs to happen at an EU level and have reform. Renewable energy is actually the cheapest form of electricity.
At generation. If you stop and look at the totality of the price and the paying for all the secondaries, all the supplies, it's not.
If it moves, regulate it. If it keeps moving, tax it. If it stops moving, subsidise it. Isn't that what they say? Anyway, Conor Skeehan, Sunday Independent columnist, and everyone who isn't reading his column should read it first thing on a Sunday morning. And Lynn Boyle and Sinn Féin MEP for Dublin. Lynn, thank you.
Thanks
well, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.